a humiliating redundancy, not using his time, the space tied up in the property, for at very least cultivating marijuana. You might be overpaying for energy at a semi-detached pre-funeral wake in Tokyo. Several hundred workers pay respects to an individual, many of whom knew only second-hand through a colleague or as a neighbour, my gentle and fragrant father. Segments of free time I spend on site, my 2-square-foot plot on casual lease. The artists grow ink or botanicals in royal manure, the Victorian rubble. Wars change ways of life, habits, markets, and so eventually, cooking your garlic likes a period of dormancy. At my machine, the lighting concept is oyster mushroom, and it is the United Nations year of pulses I'm counting. All the lunar days he potters evanescent against such opposites. In fantastic quietness they work and eat their own bread. It does not take long to prepare this dish as it sounds. The hard pears ravaged by birds and leaf disease, my son. You miss the sloes, the blackberries again. Buy your points wine and drink up the duty. Where's his fucking brush? The wooden fucking nail brush, his gigging brush, not to be shared. He gigs and needs that brush in the Morning Post, where timing of the light is not important for a therapeutic response to calendar Mondays, huge blue dawn simulations. My great tokes of unpaid industry billow out. I run my oiled joints. His year's low drones accumulate for only such ringing silence, a vacuum in which our rational tone intervals have been known and calculated. Polyphonic music of various kinds has been widely distributed all over the earth. Bodies tuned to daylight hours maintain rhythms of memory in a jingle jungle, and imagine the chemistry of music after. Few allergic types. Theory proposes people strive to retain, protect, and build. Here's the ingredients. A famous paranormal gardener and drunk driver erect bamboo skewer pyramids to stay sharp. The iron rice bowl is breaking down, and I'm out burning hell money or riffing on extinction. Either way, it's too imaginative, too exotic, or simply blunted. My wife says I'm smoking wrong. You can collapse a lung that way. I feel my whole chest breathing with jade we grew from a cutting. And today, when the beans on my windowsill sprouted, I began planning a pyramid in my head. I find we hold competing and contradictory superstitions close to our hearts. The researcher in floriology noted our clan placed staghorn club moss on their graves. After the angiogram, your mother's chest is like a rainbow, breaking across plush burgundy notes the soft conference center carpets. He shares the popcorn lung, higgles over a business lunch offer. Taste without consuming, he introduces efficiency to leisure in the hotel bar. I read of the vegetable universe, and an enstemmy is not a type of joystick. Apart from energy by sunlight, dissipated by radiation, the system is to all appearances closed. While we may not down what tools, he oversees the installation, traditional overlap dip-treated panels for shade and privacy. The bed's working, with easy ferns, suburban goldfinches. Fuck it. Let the black fly have at it. Infestations can build before natural enemies are active in sufficient numbers. Each compatible, non-compostable, Coffesso coffee pod represents a certain unit of time, or aromatic characteristics of the dissonance in just turning up. If it has caused him suffering, he has made honey from this suffering. But unless he actively examines diffusive possibilities of laziness in the poem, the length of an uninterrupted rest break, nothing else will happen. These are some poems that are in progress under the working title True Pyramids, and I've recorded them using a gardening glove as a windbreaker, and whilst leaning my poems on the compost bin at the allotments at Goldsmiths College, University of London, on the 27th of July 2017. It's about 5:30.